SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
You're listening to SBS News.
In Sudan, 5 babies are born every 2 minutes. Into a conflict where almost all functioning hospitals have been either partially or completely destroyed. This year, an expected 1.3 million babies will be born in Sudan, compared to the average yearly rate of 300,000 in Australia. United Nations Children Fund Australia Chief of Staff Alice Hall says healthcare facilities in Sudan are under severe pressure.
When we think about the kinds of facilities that pregnant mothers are delivering newborn babies in, think about very basic setups. They may not have access to power or water. This means that midwives are unable to provide a clean and safe environment for mothers to give birth, which hugely increases the risk of infection. You know, midwives are telling us that they're seeing up to twice as many mothers coming to deliver births in the functioning health centres that are there, and so they're under immense pressure with limited space and not enough workers to be able to do the jobs that they need to do. So the amount of stress and pressure for midwives is immense, and we know that that's putting mothers and babies' lives at risk.
The conflict in Sudan, now in its second year, has seen the wide-scale destruction of health facilities. Recently, UNICEF received reports that at least 6 children were killed in attacks targeting what was the last remaining hospital with surgical capacity in the city of El Fasher. It was a devastating blow to the already vulnerable civilian population. Alice Hall says that even before the most recent conflict erupted, the healthcare system in Sudan was incredibly weak.
Over the past 14 months of fighting, we've really seen a decimation of the health system and its ability to provide care. We've got estimates of about 70% of health facilities no longer able to function, and that's because they've had damage to infrastructure, staff have had to move away to find safety, but also lack of access to basic supplies to be able to deliver care.
While such widespread conflict impacts every facet of life, women, and pregnant women in particular, are often the hardest hit. As well as the dangers posed by malnutrition itself, children, pregnant and breastfeeding women who are malnourished face even higher risks of serious illness and death. The hunger levels experienced by those facing malnutrition weakens the body's defences and opens the door to a range of diseases.
When we see high rates of malnutrition among pregnant women, it's putting their lives at risk and also their babies' lives at risk. Health workers are also having to deal with this as they see children with severe acute malnutrition coming in and requiring treatment. Many health workers may still need training on how to identify malnutrition and how to provide the right treatment, or have limited access to the supplies they need to give children the care that they need. So it's not only putting children's lives at risk, but also their ability to develop sort of healthy and well for the long term.
Professor of International Relations at the Australian National University, Bina Da Costa, says the risks to children can last generations.
Children are the most vulnerable, and many times they are left unprotected. There is risk to exploitation, abuse, sexual abuse, trafficking, and all sorts of issues which cause different kinds of harm. In terms of also young children and in terms of malnutrition, we also know that it doesn't actually end if there's some way to recover from that. It's a lifetime condition. Malnutrition can affect young children when they become adults. It can create also intergenerational trauma and stress on bodies.
She says that the stigma attached to sexual violence often makes it even more difficult for people to address it.
Pregnancies following sexual abuse and violence. So there had been also serious stigma and also silence in terms of having support in these cases. We also know that there have been increased risk of trafficking, child trafficking and child abduction in cases.
International Criminal Court Prosecutor Karim Khan says his office is deeply concerned about the evidence of expanding attacks on civilians.
The evidence my office has collected to date seems to show credible, repeated, expanding, continuous allegations of attacks against the civilian population. In particular, attacks directed against camps for internally displaced persons. It seems to show the widespread prevalent use of rape and other forms of sexual violence. It seems to disclose consistently the shelling of civilian areas, the looting of properties, and attacks against hospitals. I am particularly concerned by the ethnically motivated nature of these attacks against the Masalit and other communities.
As the conflict rages on for the second year, many healthcare workers have been displaced or injured as attacks on hospitals continue. Increased sexual violence and acute malnutrition make pregnancy not only more traumatic and challenging for mothers, but often require unique skills and training for healthcare workers. Alice Hall says the ability to provide that training and support is even more challenging when there are gaps in staff availabilities.
Many health workers have had to move. They've been displaced like the rest of the population. So we're seeing, you know, big gaps in staff able to provide services. And it's a shifting environment, like any conflict. You know, things are changing. And when we see health centres being damaged by the fighting, that also means that health workers may have nowhere safe to operate as well.
UNICEF plays a major role in providing essential supplies and training to midwives in Sudan. One of the things provided by UNICEF are obstetric and newborn kits, created to assist workers deliver babies safely. Alice Hall says the midwives are also trained in conflict-specific tools that deal with complications when high-tech solutions aren't available.
But we're also teaching health workers some really simple and highly effective tips which can help keep babies safe even when there's, you know, not high technology solutions. If there's no power to operate an incubator, tools like kangaroo care, which is skin-to-skin contact between a mother or a father and the newborn baby, is really effective in keeping them warm and helping them sort of be free of infection. So some of those skills can really help keep babies alive even when there's no supplies or the things that we might expect to have in a hospital in Australia.
Amira Khamis is just one of the midwives UNICEF has helped provide with equipment and critical supplies.
I've been working as a midwife for nearly 24 years now. Ever since I was a child, I dreamed of becoming a midwife. Our neighbour, Makbul, was a kind woman who worked as a midwife.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Wife. Whenever she had work to do, I would follow her secretly and hide, just so I could watch her work.
She says that despite the circumstances, she is grateful to be doing such important work.
I feel a sense of relief when I'm able to save two lives, and I thank God for the opportunity to work in a profession where I can save lives.
Sydney Lang, SBS News.